Next item is recommendation from Recreational Fishing Advisory Board on funding from BSRFDF.
Good afternoon, Lisa. Good afternoon. These are the recommendations from the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board. We just finished up our funding cycle last month for 2019. The Recreational Fishing Advisory Board advises the Commission on expenditures from the Recreational License Fund, the VSRFDF. Estimated funds available this year for projects are just over $1.2 million. We had our final review meeting on September 12th, and the board voted unanimously to recommend funding all 13 requests. Not to cut to the chase. So for our 2020 fishing events, we have 8 events this year. These are all reoccurring annual events. Most of them are children's fishing events. One of them is serving the Hope House, which is an organization that works with adults with disabilities and a nursing home. So they're all some sort of event for children or those. All in total, these are just under $40,000 for all 8 of these events. We also have 4 research projects this year. These are also all reoccurring projects. That top one doesn't happen every year, but they are all ones that we've reviewed multiple times in the past. Items K and L are joint funded from both the Recreational and Commercial License Fund, and we do this because it serves both of those sectors on both of those projects. The last project, item M, is our only access project and only new-ish project this year. This project is a request for funding for dredging and shoreline work at Curryoman Landing. Now, what made this a little bit complicated and had a lot of review by RFAB is because the Curryoman Landing boat ramp was originally funded by this fund in the mid-90s. Since the sort of adjacent spit you may be able to see in this map here has eroded and caused a lot of filling in on that turning basin, and by this spring the boat ramp was completely unusable by basically anything other than a kayak. The county has acquired the property this year and has asked for funds to partially support the dredging and shoreline work on that spit. I say partially support because typically we fund 75%, or we can fund up to 75% from the license fund and ask the municipality to fund 25%. In this case, they're asking for 25%. The entire project is about $486,000. But it got a lot of review just because of that history with the RFAB board, but it did have a lot of public support both from members of the community and from Senator Stewart. The RFAB did vote to recommend approval. And the last item, RFAB meeting expenses and all the travel budget for that is also funded through the license fund. Now in 1994, $46,000 was set aside for that. In that time we've used it up. So staff is asking for an additional allotment of $40,000 to replenish that fund. I expect this will take quite a long time to work through. Staff recommendation is funding projects A through M and the additional travel allotment for the advisory board for expenditures totaling $529,426 from the Recreational License Fund and $88,502 from the Marine and Fishing Improvement Fund. Anybody have any questions?
Questions of Alicia? I have a request. We, through this program, administer a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And as the commission, and again, as the fiduciary agents of this money, I think it would be really interesting to have a report.
Okay.
And it's something that would be suitable for public dissemination. And if we have to make the request to the rec board to get that done, I'm not talking about just some papers like this. I would like to have something done that shows the public who buys a fishing license where these funds are going and what good things are being done. And I want it, again, if possible, to just look like some of the stuff that comes out of VIMS, as pretty as it is. So anyway, they probably can help you with that as our advisors and economics and things like that. So I think that would be good. We've gone through a number of these different cycles with a lot of money that goes through there, and again, unless you read the minutes, nobody knows where this money's gone.
Right.
So I think it'd just be important for us to either that or have something we can publish on the website as well, but something to give an idea and what good things that this actually does for those when they buy their license. So that's just a request.
Yes, sir. we can do that.
Mr. Tankard?
Yes, so the boat ramp and dredging that they want to do. Mm-hmm. Could you just return to that? I mean, do you have any sense that this is going to be something sustainable, or are we just going to be dredged something that will be filled back in next year?
That was actually a lot of the comments on from the rec board was saying, you know, that's a little spit. There's a lot of fetch. What's going to happen? So it was reviewed by them. So we had peer reviews saying that this could be a permanent fix. The big difference between now and when we funded this in 1996 is that any new access project has a portion of that contract that says that this has to be maintained for a certain amount of time. So if this fills back again next year, the county will be responsible for dredging it again and keeping that open for the next 20 years, or they have to refund a portion of the money. So we sort of have that included in all of our new contracts. It wasn't in place in 1996, but it is now.
Great. And not to mention, very seldom, as Alicia indicated, do we get project applications for 25% of the project.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a lot of skin in this game, so I think it would behoove them to keep it straight as well. So.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Further questions or comments? Not the matters before the commission. This does not require a public hearing. Anybody wish to be heard on the matter? Seeing none, the matters before the commission.
Move for the recommended funding of the projects A through M.
So second to the motion. Seconded by Ms. Everett. Further discussion?
Just a discussion.
Yes, sir, Dr. Neal.
With his motion, I'm assuming he also means the additional travel allotment also.
Oh, yes, excuse me, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Is that amendment okay with you, Mr. Everett? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for another year.